Hey, this is Molly Patrick, and you're listening to the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. We are all about helping people eat more plants and celebrating imperfection as we navigate life's messiness. Hey there, welcome to today's episode. Today is this episode is not super easy for me to record because I am currently in Idaho with my sister Kirstie, who was on the episode a few episodes back and who I've talked a lot about. She's had stage 4 metastatic breast cancer for the past 5 years, and I am currently in Idaho with her because she was basically told a couple of weeks ago that the chemo was no longer working and there was nothing else that could be done for her. And she went into hospice a week ago, and she is in the process of dying. So, not the easiest episode to record, but I'm going to do it because I thought about not doing it and just not having an episode for this week. And that was, of course, an option. But I decided to muster some strength and to get on here and just to talk briefly about what I've been eating, because I see one thing that I see happening a lot is people will, like in our community, it happens a lot. So people will, you know, be eating a whole food plant-based diet. They'll be feeling really, really good. And then some, you know, big life thing happens. And you know, usually something that's not very fun. Maybe it is fun. Some life thing is happening. Could be fun. Like, for example, somebody goes on a big vacation. So they're eating whole food plant-based. They go on a big vacation. They stop eating, you know, whole food plant-based. They come back and they are like off the wagon. That could be an example. But what I see a lot of is a big life thing happens that's really hard and emotional and sad. So a lot of times it will be a death in the family, or, you know, somebody being diagnosed with an illness, or somebody will get sick themselves. Maybe a divorce. It could be, you know, different things, a big move. It could be somebody gets laid off. And, you know, it's like the disruption of the routine that happens, where, you know, people are going along, eating really well, cooking their own food, you know, feeling great. And then this disruption to the routine happens and they start eating, you know, foods that are convenient. And a lot of times when people are going through big emotional stuff, their taste will kind of change. And the stuff that usually tastes really good they don't feel like eating like those really big salads and that healthy stuff because they want more comfort food. And so they'll start, you know, eating a little bit differently, and one thing leads to a next, and then it's like 5 years of salad amnesia, right? So, you know, sometimes it's like a birthday party. You're eating really healthy. You go to a birthday party, you have cake, you go to a wedding, you have the buffet, and then the next day you just go to a restaurant, you order takeout, then the next day you might get a pizza, and it just sort of snowballs. So it can be various things, but what I've noticed is it's always when there's a disruption of the routine that has a tendency to kind of, for lack of a better way to say it, get people off track with whole food plant-based eating. So I wanted to share what I have been cooking and eating while I've been here, because like I don't eat 100% whole food plant-based 100% of the time, for sure, and I've talked about that before. I definitely give myself some leeway. I do eat vegan pretty much 99% of the time, unless I'm traveling and there's absolutely no other option. But I do stick to eating vegan, whole food, plant-based, you know, like I stick to it pretty much all the time, but I'm not like, I won't like not go out to dinner if I know that the food has oil, right? Like whatever, I'm cool with that. So And I managed to stick to, you know, pretty much, you know, this way of eating, or very close to this way of eating, for many, many years. And I've had a lot of life things happen, and I still, you know, manage to eat this way. And, you know, part of it is I do have a whole food plant-based company, and that I am the face of. And so that certainly plays a part. But I also, even if I did not have this company, I would still be eating this way and still be sticking to, you know, pretty much this way of eating all the time, mostly all the time, without being too strict about it. So this past week has been one of, it's been the hardest week of my life, I would say. It's been the hardest week of my life. It's been really hard to watch my sister go through the process of dying, and watching her body shut down, watching her mind shut down, and just, you know, witnessing it. I knew it was coming, and it doesn't matter how much you're prepared. I don't think you can prepare for this. It doesn't matter how long the person has been sick. It doesn't matter how, you know, the age of the person. It just, you know, death is just really sad when the people you love die. And I don't, that just, there's, that's just it, right? I don't think that there's any way to spin that. It just, it's just sad and heartbreaking. And not only for, I mean, I'm sure that I'll talk about this more at one point and write about this at one point once I'm kind of through it. But right now it's still right here. And she's, you know, she's still, as I'm recording this, she's still alive, although she does not have long. She stopped eating and drinking 3 days ago. So, and she's not responsive. She hasn't opened her eyes in 2 days. So she's really close. So at one point, I think I will speak more about it. But for now, what I want to do is just give you a quick list of some foods that I've been eating that are whole food plant-based, pretty much all whole food plant-based. Maybe there's one thing in here that's not totally whole food plant-based, but I'll just give you a rundown of what I've been doing. Because, I mean, as you can imagine, I'm not really here cooking or, you know, meal planning or following our meal plans. This is why I haven't been doing the dirty batch with everyone for the past couple of weeks with our Plant Fueled Life members. But I have been, you know, I've been making sure that I'm eating the plants, right? Not perfect and not elaborate, but I am getting the plants in my mouth, even if I, you know, don't always feel like it, because I know that I need to take care of myself so that I can be here for myself and I can be here for my family as well. So what I've been doing is I've been having oatmeal in the morning. And so really basic, really easy, put some berries on top, eat it, done. and then some other things I've been doing for lunches and dinners. I made a big pot of chili and ate that for many days. There was a big pot of lentils, like curried lentils, really easy to whip up in the Instant Pot, and very nice to have just in the fridge ready to heat up for like a soup. I also put those lentils in a gluten-free tortilla, which probably wasn't whole food plant-based because I think it had a little bit of oil. But I wasn't going to go through the hassle of blanching collard greens. And so I just got some, gluten-free tortillas at the health food store and put some lentils in there and called it good. Oh, and some lettuce as well. So got the big thing of lentils, the big thing of chili. I made a big batch of rice to eat with the chili and to put in, like on the side of things and put in wraps and stuff like that. I bought a bunch of sweet potatoes and cut them in half and just popped them in the oven, cooked those up really nicely so that I had just a big plate of sweet potato halves that you could just grab and just eat. I mean, sometimes I'll just eat them cold right out of the fridge or just heat it up and put some veggies on top. You can put lentils and chili on top even if you have that. I did that one night. I bought some store-bought hummus and got some corn tortillas and made like hummus tacos and put some bell pepper strips and some cucumbers in there. And then one thing I did, which is this is a really, really just easy thing to do, and you can just make a whole bunch of this. So I got a thing of kale. And I washed the kale and then I chopped it up and put it in a big bowl. And then I took some cucumber, chopped the cucumber up, and then I took a head of red cabbage and I sliced that up as thin as I could without being too fussy about it. And I put everything in the bowl and then I took an avocado and I put like a half or maybe like a quarter or a half of an avocado kind of mashed up in the like what I like to do is I like to cut the avocado in half and then with a knife I make like I cut it lengthwise in mini sections and then I go the other way to make like a cross cut and then I take a spoon and scoop it out so that it's all kind of already separated and then from there I put that on top, I put the avocado on top of the kale, the cucumber, and the cabbage, and just massage the avocado in there with my hands until everything got nice and coated with the avocado and the kale kind of wilted. And then I added a little bit of salt and pepper and like a little bit of garlic powder. And then that was it. I just had that in a huge bowl. And instead of making salads every day, I would just grab some of that and have that on the side. And I would also put that inside of, like, I would heat up a corn tortilla, spread hummus on the tortilla, and then put a handful of this kale, cucumber, cabbage, avocado, salad in that, and then just ate that. And so that's a very easy thing just to have on hand and just to do up in a second. It only takes a few ingredients. It's very fast. You don't have to measure anything, and you can use it in various ways. You can even put that in a bowl with some soup and some in some soup, or you could do like a bowl of rice with that on top, and then like a can of beans. Totally basic, but really works. Canned beans, that's another thing. When I made the chili, I just used canned beans, canned tomatoes, and a pre-made chili powder. Super easy. And then I did like some burritos. So I mashed up, I got like I don't know, like a 12 pack of whole pinto beans, and then use them for the chili and for other things. But then for the burritos, I just heated up the canned whole beans and I mashed them with a fork. And then I added some seasonings. And then I added a little bit of diced tomatoes along with the juice from a can. And then I mixed all of that up and then just made a burrito with that and a whole bunch of lettuce and a little bit of avocado on top and then called it good. And I did eat some corn chips with that. That wasn't whole food plant-based either. And then other things, sweet potatoes with baked tofu. I did that. I've been making like sandwiches and bringing them to the hospice center to eat for lunch. And I just get gluten-free bread. I don't think that's whole food plant-based. And in fact, one of the gluten-free bread, you have to be careful with gluten-free bread because sometimes they have eggs, so check the ingredients. So I do like gluten-free bread, and then I did some avocado, some baked tofu, some cucumbers, and a whole bunch of lettuce, and that sort of and some peppers. Did I say that? Yeah, but lots of veggies. Avocado. Another thing you can add to that sandwich, which I didn't do because I didn't buy, but sauerkraut is a really yummy thing that I like to add to a veggie sandwich. But so I've just that those are some things that I'd say that those are kind of my go-to things when I don't have a lot of time to prepare. Like I actually went to the grocery store. I didn't have a list. I just got those things because I know those are my go-to things, right? A big pot of chili, a big pot of lentils, a thing of rice, sweet potatoes, and then a bunch of produce, some hummus, some corn tortillas, oatmeal, right? Beans. That's all just basics for me. And so that's kind of how I've been eating. Oh, and then a lot of fruit. as much fruit as I can. I've been eating grapes and plums and melon and apples and berries. So that's all been good. And that's how I've been doing it. So I, you know, if you, I don't know, it's tricky because you want to give yourself, grace and give yourself like so much love. And sometimes, you know, we don't eat as well as we could. And sometimes like, that's okay. It is okay. And at the same time, it helps us when we do that, right? Like it really does. It helps me feel good, feel strong. I'm keeping my immune system strong. I'm fueling my body with the fuel that I know that it loves and that it feels best with. Therefore, I am able to show up for my family and show up for my sister in a way that's really, really strong and sometimes not so strong too. truth be told, I've had moments that I don't feel too strong, but I know that my body has the fuel it needs, to support me. And that's really important. And that's how I think of it. I mean, right now I have not been thinking about food as, a joyful thing, although I usually do. And I think that it's a beautiful thing to find joy from food. I think it's one thing to find joy from food. It's a different thing to require food for pleasure or for joy. But I think finding joy from food is a beautiful thing. I am not feeling that at all, right? This week, it's like I'm really eating because I have to. And that's just where I'm at with it. But I don't want to go another direction with it. You know, I don't want to order a bunch of takeout. I don't want to get a bunch of frozen food. I want to stick to whole plants. And so this is how I've been doing it. Just in a way that's very, very basic and minimal, you know, and that's what's working right now. So I hope that you find this helpful. And that's what I have for you until next week. I'm going to continue being here for my sister and for my family, in the very best, and keep doing the very best that I can, in this time that's really quite shitty, I have to say. It's a shitty, shitty thing. So just know, though, you know, and that's it's part of it. Like, this is part of the ride, and it's an honor, really, to be here, and it's an honor to experience this. It's an honor to witness this, and I'm really happy that I can be here. So I hope that this helps you. Next time you are going through something challenging, you don't have to get off track. You don't have to, you know, abandon your whole food plant-based eating. You can just make a few adjustments. You can make some modifications, and you can just do the really simple stuff. And then you can get back to your batch cooking and following our meal plans and, you know, some of the other stuff later. It'll be there, but just do the best that you can and, make it work for you, wherever you're at in your life right now. I think that that's one reason why this way of eating is so sustainable and can be so sustainable, because there's a bunch of different ways to do it. And our life is always changing, right? Our lives are always changing. We go through many things in a lifetime, and we don't have to stop eating whole food plant-based when our life changes or when we go through things that are hard. I mean, here's one last thought I want to offer you, is that we have to eat anyway, right? It's not like you just can't eat. So if you're going to eat anyway and you can make it pretty easy on yourself, you may as well eat the good stuff most of the time, because it will help you. Okay, I hope that you have a beautiful week, and thank you again to everyone who has sent my sister love. She feels it. I know that she does. Okay, talk to you next time. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life,
our monthly membership, where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.